From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Food and Drug Administration says the recall of eggs related to a salmonella outbreak may be expanded in the coming days. Already, 500 million eggs from two Iowa farms have been recalled. But FDA Administrator Margaret Hamburg says investigators are still looking into the egg distribution network to determine the source of the outbreak that has sickened up to 1,300 people.
The network for the distribution of eggs in this country is very complicated. A couple of farms sell to some wholesalers, distributors, and food service companies in multiple states, and then those states may distribute across the nation.
Hamburg on ABC's Good Morning America. She advises consumers to check the FDA website foodsafety.gov to make sure eggs they've bought are not part of the recalled batches. The new $20 billion fund to pay damages to people affected by the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico opens for business today under the direction of attorney Kenneth Feinberg. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports that the claims process has some strings attached that are drawing criticism.
About 150,000 claims from individuals and businesses have been filed against BP. The company's record in paying those claims has been uneven and often slow. Feinberg says he will do better.
My goal is to provide a more streamlined, efficient, quicker process.
Requests for interim payments must be filed by November 23rd. Victims may receive up to 6 months of lost income and will not give up their right to sue for more. But to get final payments to cover long-term losses, individuals will surrender their right to sue BP and possibly other companies as well. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
In South Africa, the military is deploying more medics and guards to hospitals across the country. Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg reports South Africa's schools and healthcare services have been crippled by a nationwide public employees strike.
Military personnel now are on duty at 32 hospitals across the country to restore order and provide medical support. Many hospitals have been disrupted by protesting union workers. Some protesters blocked hospital entrances and threatened people going to work. The situation is reported to be calmer today. Some hospitals actually have begun to admit patients. A labor court has ordered all essential employees to return to work this week or face the possibility of dismissal. But the Congress of South African Trade Union says its members have no intention of backing down in their wage demands. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Chile's president says his country is crying with excitement and joy over word that 33 miners are all alive and well after being trapped deep in a copper and gold mine for more than 2 weeks. A narrow drill bore through nearly a mile of rock to reach them, but rescuers say it could take as long as 4 months to drill a second shaft large enough to bring the men to the surface. This is NPR News. Caution is the key word for General David Petraeus, commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, as he describes the process of pulling back American troops there, slated to begin next summer.
I think it's very important to remember what July 2011 actually is. That's a date when a process begins, nothing more, nothing less. It's not the date when the American forces begin an exodus and look for the exit and the light to turn off on the way out of the room.
Petraeus, in an interview with the BBC, did not say whether the start of the withdrawal may need to be delayed. He did say the surge of international troops in Afghanistan is showing signs of success. Lou Piniella is retiring as manager of baseball's Chicago Cubs. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold reports Piniella says he's stepping down to give him more time to care for his ailing mother.
Piniella spent more than 3 years as the manager of the Cubs. He ends his time with the team with a winning record, 316 wins and 293 losses. After Sunday's game against the Braves, Piniella got tearful talking to reporters about his tenure with the Cubs.
These are nice people here. They're great fans. And I was very appreciative, very moved, very touched.
The Cubs report Piniella ends his baseball managerial career as the 14th winningest manager in the league's history. Piniella announced his retirement from baseball earlier this season. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.
President Obama and family are into the fourth day of their vacation on Martha's Vineyard. They're staying at a 30-acre farm there. The president has been seen only once in public so far when he went to a bookstore with his two daughters. The first family returns to Washington next Sunday. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for